Now, we have here a very significant and a very strong statement made. You find it made several times in the prophets. I'm going to read it. Verse 2 now, chapter 9. Though they dig into, our translation says, hell, but it should be Sheol. That's the place of the dead, or the grave. It can be either. There shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, from there will I bring them down. Now, this is a very frightful statement. Fact of the matter is, there is the terror of the wicked. And there are two things that cause the terror of the wicked. They give any thought to this whatsoever. Most of them today have tried to blot it out of their minds. They've been brainwashed in this liberal society in which we live today. But the two things that bring terror to the heart of the wicked are the omnipresence of God and the immutability of God. Now, here we have the omnipresence of God. That is, God is present everywhere. You couldn't even go into death and get away from Him. And the immutability of God is that God never changes, never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, these two great truths are a great comfort to God's children, but they are terror to the wicked. Now, this is what I mean. The omnipresence of God to the child of God. The Lord Jesus said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Wonderful, is it not? Him that cometh to me, he says he'll never, no wise will he reject you. He receives you, and he receives you for eternity. No one can take us out of his hand. And if you're in his hand, you're very close to him, you see. And he uses the other figure of the vine and the branches. Well, I tell you, you can't get any closer to a vine than the branch. The branch is right close to the vine. So that the omnipresence of God's a comfort for the child of God, but for the wicked, the omnipresence of God is a terror. A great many people today commit suicide. They want to get rid of it all. They want to rub out life. One very prominent man here in Southern California committed suicide, and his note was, I want to end it all and get rid of this life. Well, he got rid of his problems here, and he got rid of a great many things here that were really annoying him. He was in deep trouble. But he didn't get rid of God. You see, death didn't separate him from God. God is there. And the psalmist, you remember David said, though I make my bed in hell, why, God's there. And that is in death. And though I go into heaven, I can't get away from him. You can't run away from God. Francis Thompson years ago wrote a poem. Actually, he didn't intend to be irreverent, and it's not irreverent. It's called The Hound of Heaven. He's right on your track. I don't care who you are. He's right on your track. And you can't get rid of him at all. And then, of course, the immutability of God. If God said back yonder in the Old Testament, he's going to judge sin, he didn't read anything in the Los Angeles Times today, and he could read a whole lot of liberalism there, and he didn't learn anything by listening to the Senate or the president, are the college professors and presidents, are the scientists. God didn't learn anything from them. He hasn't changed his mind. God never changed. He's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever. And that's wonderful for the child of God, as we said some time ago when we saw that passage in Hebrews, how wonderful it was that the same one who walked the Sea of Galilee and was so gracious, so wonderful, he's still the same today, and that's a comfort for the child of God.